Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up on November 10th at the Cincinnati Zoo is a native plants symposium talking about some of our native plants in the area and how you can utilize them in your yard. And here to talk about that symposium and native plants of our area are two horticulturists from the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, Brian Jorg and Scott Buerlein. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin with native plants. When you say native plants, most folk will look at their yard and say, well, they're all native. They were all here when I got here. But a lot of folks don't realize how many plants we have in our yards aren't from around these parts.
Yes. Horticulturally, it always seems like we're always looking across the fence. It's always greener over there. And a lot of the plants that we're currently using in horticulture just come from other regions, whether it be eastern, western United States, Asia, China, Europe. So what we're doing in with this symposium is taking a look at our own backyard. What are some great plants that are found in our region, the Midwest here, and how can we incorporate those in cultivated situations? They look great in a yard. They're going to grow in a cultivated situation. And just put those in as little pieces of the ecosystem that we've mowed over and bulldozed into the next county. And what are little pieces we can put in to help encourage and strengthen the local ecosystems here.
It's interesting that the Europeans have long had a great interest in North American plants, floriculture, and a lot of plants that we've overlooked. They have found to be extremely interesting. They've developed them. They've used them in gardens, and now a lot of times you'll see our own native plants coming back to us with German or Dutch names on them, which is a little bit ironic, I think.
Yeah. A little bit. Well, we'll talk about, Brian, some of the native plants that we have in this area. I mean, I know you'll be covering a wide variety in this symposium, but, what are some plants that are native that folks might recognize?
Certainly one of the great ones blooming right now is goldenrod, but a lot of people mistake goldenrod. They start sneezing in the fall,
yes,
and they look out the window and they see goldenrod blooming, and they think first thing they think is goldenrod is causing my allergies. Goldenrod actually has a very heavy pollen, and it cannot be wind transported. It's the ragweed that's causing the sneezing, but it's kind of hiding back in the shadows with that green flower. But goldenrod, there's 74 species, and everybody knows, okay, there's thugs in the garden that can take over, but there's certain varieties of goldenrod that actually was chosen by a prominent European horticulturist as the greatest single gift that North American horticulture gave to the world. We look at it because it grows everywhere. We dismiss it. But goldenrod is one. If you go out right now into the country, you have goldenrod. You have the purple of all the asters blooming. There's gentians, native orchids. There's more orchids found here in Hamilton County, which is around 11 species here in Hamilton County. The entire state of Hawaii only has 3 native species.
Wow.
So that's a plant that we tend to think it only grows in the cloud forests of Costa Rica, but orchids actually have the second largest geographical distribution of any plants. Only grass grows in more places than the world's orchids. And it's the largest plant family on the planet. It has adapted to grow from the Arctic Circle, the tundra, to epiphytically upon trees at the equator. So just the diversity out there. And what we're trying to do is just expose people to these wondrous things that are growing right here in our backyard, but we've lost touch with. And we're going to try to incorporate a lot of these into the garden situation. Try to give them plants that if you do things right, if you prepare the soil just a little bit, because we're kind of famous for Cincinnati clay. It's not the best thing to work with, but there's varieties out there that will thrive in it. So we're going to give you little tips and tricks. Get out there, do a little bit of prep, and it's not that difficult. Anybody can do it. Buy the proper plants, put them in the right location, and you won't be disappointed. It'll give you years of enjoyment out there. So,
well, Scott, do frequently people see native plants and say, oh, it's a weed? So they eliminate
it
from
there?
Sure.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, they're the plants you're familiar with. And a lot of weeds, oddly enough, are exotic plants. Most of them, probably. But, it's a different look. You look at Japanese maples or some of the cherries or peonies or roses that have been bred in Asia and Europe for millennia. And you compare that with the plants in North America that basically haven't been touched. Maybe like clethra, say, nobody was even planting it in gardens 15 years ago. Now there's about 10 varieties out there. So we're in the ground floor with a lot of these plants. They're very close to what nature made originally. And so, you're getting compactness, you're getting selection for better fall color, better flowers, this and that. But you're talking about generally speaking, a more natural looking plant than you are with some of the more common exotic, long time gardening plants.
Very cultivated.
Yeah, very, very cultivated.
Well, you both are going to be speaking at the symposium that's coming up on November 10th, but you also have some other guest speakers. You want to share some of the guest speakers
that will
be here?
We have some great speakers coming in. I'm sure most of our listeners are going to be familiar with Jim McCormick, who is one of the greatest naturalists in Ohio. I've been lucky to go out and spend some field trips out in the wilds with him, and a wealth of information. He can cover from salamanders, insects, trees, birds. You throw it out there, he's going to have a story behind it. So he's going to be a very entertaining speaker. He's a great proponent of what we have right here in Ohio. And he actually has just authored a book on Wild Ohio. And he's going to show some of the best places still left here within our state. And he's going to kick us off early in the morning at 9 o'clock. We're certainly going to have Gene Bush, who is the owner of Munchkin Nursery and from Southern Indiana.
Kind of a Mark Twain type character. Really interesting. kind of a twisted sense of humor, quiet, country, folkish kind of guy. Great, great plant knowledge.
Great knowledge there.
And Guy, if Gene is Mark Twain, then Guy is Abraham Lincoln. He's 6'10", got a voice deeper than yours almost.
Wow.
And what a great expert on trees. He has his own arboretum he's established in Illinois. He's giving that to the University of Illinois, or Central Illinois. And he wrote a really good Timber Press book, one of the best on trees, native trees of North America. Just a great expert. I've heard him speak a couple of times. Just outstanding.
And also, we'll be remiss to mention that also our boss will be there, Steve Faltz, who's
director
of horticulture.
Oh, yeah.
Who's given us all of our inspiration. And we'll be speaking there as well. So I think we have a pretty well-rounded docket of entertaining speakers there. And certainly we're going to cover everything from native Ohio to herbaceous trees, shrubs, attracting wildlife. We're going to put it all in there. And then to wrap it all up, we're going to be having a plant sale there. So after you get all excited, you make this great list of valuable plants. I want this for my garden. You say, where can I find it? We're going to have a native plant there sale there, so you can go out and find a lot of
the
stuff.
Of course, the plants will all be dormant, so we're selling empty pots. Yes. But in the spring, they'll look really great.
Yes. So we're hoping to have, and a lot of these are going to be harder to find plants that we've kind of grown, because that is the mm-hmm. biggest challenge. Is you get people excited and they always raise their hand, well, where do I find these? So what we're doing is we're going to have these plants available, so we can have orchids there for sale, gentians, a lot of the harder to find plants, the connoisseur plants.
And I was going to say, because a lot of the big box stores or even commercial greenhouses, they go with the varieties that work, and
or sometimes not.
Or not. Yeah, yeah, but for the most part, there's not a wide selection, and it's kind of difficult sometimes.
Yeah, you have to play to your audience, and a lot of people have never heard of a Bauman's root. But the general public, if you put a peony out there, everybody's heard peony, so that's what sells. So what we're going to do is, since we're going to have naturally an educated audience and those who know, when they come in, we're going to have plants that hopefully they've been longing for. We're going to make it available to them, and that way they can take some of the knowledge that they've gained today, put it into practice, and next spring they'll just have an outstanding yard.
Well, I was more interested in what you were going to be speaking about, Scott, when it comes to the prairies, mm-hmm. because a lot of prairies used to be around here. I know there have been efforts in different parts of the county to reestablish some of the prairie plants, and I've thought about doing it in my yard, too, just because I hate mowing the lawn, and
exactly.
I have a big part of lawn.
Oh, what a great way to lose some mowing.
How do you establish a prairie in your...
Well, this talk will cover my learning curve, because, I did it for a client when I was working had my own landscape company, and I knew a lot of the prairie plants. I'd grown a lot of them from seed for gardens, but I'd never established a prairie before. So it's interesting. There were mistakes made, but nothing.
And we will benefit
nothing
from
fatal.
Your mistakes.
Yeah,
yes.
You'll all benefit from the mistakes I made. And actually, you know what? The prairies are pretty resilient. You can make mistakes and they still come out pretty good. They're almost like a forest in that it's not the individual plants; it's the whole. And it's very exciting to watch this come along now for 3-4 years, whatever it's been, and to see how what plants are coming in where in different areas of the prairie. The wildlife that's coming in is amazing, absolutely amazing. So, and this is on a relatively small scale. This was basically a 30,000 square foot area. So what was that? 2/3 of an acre. So very doable. Wow. For most people, with a little piece of extra land. It's probably just lawn. It's not very exciting. So this is something that you can do that's unique for sure, and great for the environment in a lot of ways.
Scott Buehrlein, horticulturist with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, and Brian Jorg, manager of horticulture at the zoo, talking about the Native Plant Symposium. It's coming up on November 10th. Registration, however, has a deadline of November 5th. You can find a link to more information about the Native Plants Symposium at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden by visiting our website, wvxu.org. Well, thanks for being here this morning,
thank
guys.
Thank you. You're certainly welcome.